It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today it's an episode of Diary of an Internet Phenom. A Boston-based company needs funding from the crowd. So it goes on to Kickstarter at the beginning of this week with a goal of $30,000. As of dinner time last night, people had pledged $900,000 and counting. What product could be that compelling? When we watched the company's video here in our newsroom, here's what happened.
Oh, cool. Oh, I love this.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it yarn?
It's plastic.
Oh, the Eiffel Tower is cool.
A 2-foot plastic Eiffel Tower drawn with what's called 3Doodler, a new pen that's a 3D printer. Yes, we put a link to the video at marketplacetech.org, but imagine a magic marker with an electric cord. Press the button and out comes not ink, but a thin stream of melted plastic that solidifies. Ever see people build little models with toothpicks? It's like that, but no toothpicks. If we're to believe this video, you doodle it freehand in plastic. Max Bogue is co-founder of the company.
So basically, the same way you use a pen, you can use a 3Doodler, except that when you lift the 3Doodler off the paper, the pen keeps spilling out ink, so you can write in the air.
So it's like a pen, but it's not ink on pages. It's this kind of ribbon of plastic that sticks up?
Exactly. The plastic cools instantly because of our cooling system, which is what's really unique about the 3Doodler. And it allows you to doodle in the air, quite literally. I mean, obviously you have to have some skill as an artist to make beautiful things, but you can also do two-dimensional stencils. But the real big advantage of the 3Doodler is there's no software. There's nothing to learn. All you have to do is just draw with it.
And so people don't get the wrong impression. What it draws is a solid object, but it's not refined. It's sort of sketchy.
Yeah, that's why we call it the 3Doodler, because they're generally doodles. We're using, you know, ABS plastic or PLA, which is a biodegradable form of plastic, and the 3Doodler will take either one.
What do you think accounts for the response that you've seen on Kickstarter? I mean, you're way above your goal.
Well, I think there's been a lot of hype on 3D printers in the last 2 to 3 years. I mean, I have one, so does my business partner. We use them all the time, and I call it my favorite toy ever, except now the 3Doodler is my new favorite toy ever. The way that you can lift it and draw in the air is what's really apparently sparked people's imagination. We're overwhelmed and amazed that everyone loves it as much as we do.
It could be $1 million pledge by the time this is hitting the radio. How has that changed your priorities for what to do with this money that's been pledged?
Well, we had planned for both scenarios. And so we picked a factory that could do a semi-small quantity, but could scale up to tens of thousands of units with relative ease. So we're still very confident that we can hit all the pledges that have already come in and even add more.
Well, Max Bogue, co-founder, 3Doodler, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Now, I'd prefer to actually try one before buying, and for some, the charm wears off quickly. For instance, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith was the one gasping with wonder just before. Well, moments later, her native Idaho skepticism has returned.
I feel like this is the kind of thing that's going to sit, like you're going to get it and you're going to play with it one night and it's just going to sit in your tool drawer forever.
But judging from the activity on Kickstarter in the last couple of days, it's clear many folks think the chance to try a 3Doodler is worth the $75 price tag. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.